Hi, my name is German. Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a small, brief, very important survey about issues facing your community. May I please have just 4 minutes of your time to participate?
Okay. Sure.
Thank you so much. And give me one moment. I'm going to continue in English. And are you Kathy?
Who am I
speaking to? Okay, thank you, Kathy. And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in Levine.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, because the survey is technically in regards to Levine area. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix, this is just the only question about Phoenix, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Or you're neutral? It's neutral. Let's just put neutral for that one.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, would you... I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of the Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River in community. So going forward, I'm going to go ahead and refer this area as Levine.
Okay.
Is that definition clear? Okay. Now, you are a female, and I don't need your birth date. I just need the year of your birth to make sure that we have on record that you are over the age of 18. What year were you born?
1970.
Oh, wow. I thought you were a lot younger. Thank you.
Thank you.
And, you're welcome. Now, are you or someone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I am, yes.
Okay, thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I think it's good.
Good, thank you. Now, next I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate on each of these on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, or a 5 that it would mean a lot to improve the quality of life. So a 5 is that yes, it's good, and a 1 is not. So having more good paying jobs. 1 to 5.
5.
Okay. And any number in between as well. Now, more parks and recreational opportunities.
Probably 3.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance.
3.
Thank you. Now, better public transportation options.
5.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options.
5.
And the last one on this topic is more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
Thank you. Okie dokie. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, or are you a student, or maybe a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few? Too many or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. All right. Now, in the next list, it's about commercial development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses on each of these. Just tell me yes or no, a yes strongly and a yes somewhat or a no. The first one is,
please
tell me if you would like to see more of this kind of businesses in Levine, of course. So the first one is more dollar stores and discount chains.
No.
No, okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes.
Yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Doctor's offices and hospitals.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. And the last one on this one is restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Now, we're at 57%, almost complete. Thank you. Now, in your own words, because I'm going to type this on a little box, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
I'd like to see like a Costco, a Target.
Costco. Target. Mm-hmm.
A Winco would be great for a grocery store.
What's the name of it? You said Winco?
Winco, uh-huh. W-I-N-C-O. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And let's see. And this is just commercial retail, is that correct?
Stores and businesses also. Any other type of businesses as well? Like theaters?
Yes. We have one coming, supposedly. But theater, entertainment, like a main event or, bowling alley, something of that.
Okay. Bowling alley.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I don't think it's much of a problem. We have so much new growth right now, so no, I don't think it's a problem. Having it be affordable is another story.
Right. So there's two of these. One is
okay.
In regards to affordability, and the other one is in regards to the amount of. So
the amount, I think.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So yeah, the one I already read you is about the amount.
Mm-hmm. The amount, I think that there is enough there's enough of an amount.
So would you consider it to be a big problem since it's there's too much of?
No, I don't think it's a big problem.
Just a moderate problem or a slight problem or not a problem at all?
I would say it's not a problem at all.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next one is regarding mm-hmm. the price, the amount. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem?
I think it's a large problem.
It's a very big problem then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Now, mm-hmm. still thinking about the residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each of these, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. The first one is single-family detached homes.
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Yes. So on the next four that I'm going to read you, there are different types of residential developments. So on each of these, tell me if you would like to see more of or no.
Okay.
So yes, you would like to see more of that. If not, no.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So single-family detached homes, would you like to see more of those or no? I mean, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, somewhat or yes, strongly?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Now, multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
Okay.
No, strongly no.
Okay. Actually, there was not a somewhat.
Oh, just okay, just now?
Just, no, yeah.
Just now.
Simple no. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, townhouses or attached homes?
Slightly, yes.
Okay. And last one is housing options for seniors.
Yes, strongly.
Okay, thank you. We're at 73%. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Lived in Phoenix, you say?
Phoenix area, Laveen.
I've lived here for 53 years.
Oh, wow, for more than 20. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you currently own your home, rent, or you live with your parents or friends?
No, I own.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to, mm-hmm. this one will be the last list. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. On each of these, tell me whether you're in favor or you oppose on any of these. All right?
Okay.
So the first one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Oppose that.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Slightly opposed.
Thank you. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
In favor.
I'm sorry?
In favor of that.
On favor? Oh, yeah, in favor. So strongly favor or somewhat mm-hmm. favor?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Opposed. Strongly opposed.
Okay. Thank you. Now, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Slightly opposed.
And the last one on this topic is change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Now, finally, I would like to ask you just a very few questions about statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school. And it was some college, but.
Some college?
I completed high school. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And what is what is your annual household income? Just drop me or stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,
okay.
25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or 100 to 125, or more than $125,000 a year.
More than 125.
Thank you. And finally, I know your name, but finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
It's Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your participation on the survey. You have a wonderful rest of this night. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Listen to your call right now or no? You're on the survey, right?